It's bad. Anime.
What's up, bad boys? My name's John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the show where we decide,
is this anime bad?
And today, we are, before we start, I'm going to give you the title read of the show.
Take your time.
This is going to take at least the first 10 minutes of the broadcast. Okay. Banished from the hero's party, comma. I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. That is the title, not the description.
Well, again, that's one of the things. That's one of the great things about modern anime. They just do both. They just give you the plot summary in the title.
Here you go. I've never seen any other medium do this.
I would love it if a big budget Hollywood film had a title that fucking long.
That would be great. Hollywood's the exact opposite, where like the movie is all about a girl like getting a brain transplant and going out and fucking dudes in Portugal, and then the movie's called Poor Things.
Yeah.
No correlation.
It's like the great Nick Swartzen bit. It's like, what was it again? It was like a family traumatized by disease. A mother desperately hanging on to her kids as the world tries to steal everything from them. Coming this fall, boner soup. Like, what? There wasn't a boner or soup in that entire trailer.
This has no correlation.
Exactly. Oh my god, I love that incongruity there. But instead of Batman, it's just after his parents get murdered, rich billionaire develops trauma and then fights crime.
We should actually make a series like that online of like
giving Hollywood movies like anime titles. Oh, I love
That's actually a wonderful idea.
That's a TikTok right there. Oh my god,
that is a TikTok.
That is great.
After my parents got killed, I went to train with this guy named Ra's al Ghul in a tunnel.
In a tunnel. Oh my god, I'm so in. But anywho, yeah.
Oh yeah, whatever.
This thing originally came out in the fall of 2021. I remember it because in the summer of 2021, I watched everything. And one of them I watched was about an isekai guy who creates a pharmacy in another world. That show was
Yes. Yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, that show was fucking awful and stupid. I can't believe I watched the whole thing.
Great. Well, I'm glad you watched the whole thing. At least, like you are very granted in your opinion. Then,
yeah, in that show particularly, I might have to make you watch it one day just so we could fucking talk about it.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Do it.
I like how it's maybe I. It's not that maybe I should watch it. It's maybe you should make me watch it.
Well, I'll just call you and be like, "Hey, please do this thing for a podcast. That'd be cool."
That'll be like,
and
oh,
then
yeah,
eventually
okay.
Just devolves into ah.
Except for the other day when you texted me, you were like, "Hey, so for April, I was thinking, we do girlfriend season 2 full thing, and we also do another Miyazaki movie." And I was like, "No, no!" And then I was like, "Okay." And then you were like, "Actually, let's not." And I was like, "Oh, thank you."
Well, I said no to the girlfriend season 2 because I just realized like, what the fuck could we say more about girlfriend?
Nothing. Nothing except depression.
Well, the thing is,
we would get maybe
20 minutes out of it and take hours to watch. So yes. I was just like, no, it's not worth all that time.
Not worth it. But let's talk about this one. I think for our sake
and
today,
also we should clarify why we're doing the 3-episode rule is because season 2 of this is currently airing. We always try to keep the 3 episodes relevant to either stuff that's happening this season or stuff from a previous season that is currently airing its second or third season.
Right, that we're getting a jump on. And it seems like this show is relatively beloved.
Beloved, really? I looked at nothing.
Okay, so the only thing I've looked at is the Crunchyroll score, and I just pulled up the My Anime List score.
Okay.
Crunchyroll score, average rating 4.7.
Out of 5, yeah, holy crap.
Out of 5. There are over 32,000 reviews.
32,000?
188 like typed out reviews, but 32,000 star reviews.
Oh, gotcha.
And on My Anime List, it narrowly misses a score of 7.
Okay.
It's got a nice 6.9, baby. You know what that means. It's an isekai. Yeah. No.
But actually, it isn't. That's the funniest part.
It's not, but it's like weird. But well, it's a fantasy anime.
It's just a fantasy anime.
Yeah, it's a fantasy anime.
Yeah, they skipped the whole isekai thing, which honestly is good.
happy for that. Did not need more of that trope. But you know what I did need? All the other tropes in this show.
You know what I needed? Everything else from this genre. Where's Rio from Spirit Chronicles?
Where is he? He's the main character. Just look at him.
Well, that was the thing I noticed. I'm like, wow, this guy is just every anime protagonist. They didn't even try.
They did not even try. Didn't even give him a new haircut of any kind.
Or color. He's just the anime guy.
He's just the guy. So we decided, let's watch the first three episodes of the first season. Because the second season just came out. Let's see, you know, if we want to continue with it, what the deal is with this whole thing. Seemed to have gotten a lot of viewership over the past few years.
People like it.
Yeah, people are enjoying it. And we're going to decide today if that's warranted for us and if we like it.
Exactly.
So, first off, right, I will say that I do like the initial plot here.
Yeah.
They do this kind of weird, undefined JRPG type thing where they describe everybody as a class early on, and you have your, like, mages, you have your fighters.
They refer to your skill set as your blessings.
Yes, as your blessing that you're given at birth. And there's even like, it seems more general, but as the episodes go on, they get a little more detailed, even them going as far as to categorize a type as a blessing as a bar brawler.
Yeah.
Which is just a weird blessing. Your dad just must have been very drunk all the time for you to get that blessing.
I mean, let's face it, you know, after your first fight in a Chili's, after you have a bunch of margaritas and Creed comes on, you're gonna have another one. It's like when you, as you know, my brother always told me, this is a true story. When I first started drinking, because I started drinking relatively late by our town standards, mind you, I'm from an Irish Catholic town, so people start getting blackout at 15. I'm like,
you and I particularly started very late. Like I think I didn't start till I was like 18 about.
Yeah, you're about 18, and I was the year after.
Yeah.
Crazy that's late.
It is crazy that's late, because everybody like in high school was like, people were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But no, we were.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it was fucking abhorrent. But, you know, it's the town we grew up in. But anyway, when I started drinking in college, funny enough, because I was going to Japan and I'm like, oh, they love to. I need tolerance like now.
Got to work on that.
Yeah, that's funny. That's most of the reason why I started drinking, was because like, I'm going to take a semester in Japan. They're going to start giving me a bunch of stuff, so let me not black out in Tokyo. I did, but like it wasn't as bad.
But maybe less than you would have.
Exactly. Got to take a couple punches, sailor.
That's right.
I'm not condoning anything. Especially now, because I just turned 30. I'm realizing a lot of people around me stopped drinking for one reason or another, and I fully support it. I have some friends who are not very supportive of that.
That is,
and you know exactly which friends I'm talking about.
I know which friends you're talking about, and that is weird to be not supportive.
Well, because they're losing a drinking buddy. You know what I mean?
I guess. So like, I mean, that's so true.
It's like, and especially because I've, when one of our friends gave up drinking relatively recently, and I have a two or three friends come to me, it's like, oh, so why do you do that? And it's like, why are you aggressive? It's his choice, and shouldn't you support him in making the healthier decision?
A very healthy decision for his body?
Exactly. You know, why is this a question?
It's weird.
And no, and the tone was very mixed. I have a couple friends, and I'll tell you who afterwards, because this is fun, friend gossip.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
That were, like, gossip-y. Sort of highlighting on air. But anyway, but the tone is very weird. Some friends just go like, what the fuck? It's like, settle down. And some friends like, is he still that? It's like, okay, that's very little faith in the guy.
That hurts.
And then also the curiosity is like, is he like actually just going full Stone Cold, you know, as in Stone Cold sober, not but yeah, you know, we're all like, you know, I just turned 30 yesterday. So
you did. This is very topical, actually.
Super topical. So yeah, it is one of the things where a lot of people our age are just like, I forgot where the hell this started.
I don't know how we got here.
This is one of the few times we've completely lost track of what we're saying, which is very funny because we're sober while recording this.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, so if anything, I'm the opposite. I have a monster in my hand. So I'm just like, oh, I don't know how we got to the topic of people like, oh, no, because I went to Japan.
Oh, because you went to Japan and had to drink to prepare for going to Japan.
Yes, and now,
that's right.
Because that was 10 years ago when I just turned 20.
Yes.
Which is the legal drinking age over there. So I had to go on that little rant about how now that I'm a 30-year-old, looking, because we talked about this privately a ton, where a lot of people see 30 as the end of their lives. I'm like, that's a very unhealthy way to look at anything.
It is a very unhealthy way to. I think it's the beginning of a new life, a new era.
Yeah, or it's just the same life. You just happen to be around for 10 more years.
And watch more anime.
Yeah, and watch more anime, for better or for worse.
And is this for worse?
I'm like bouncing the segue. So obvious. You got this. But you just cracked the biggest smile I've seen from you since we got back from New Haven, Connecticut.
you know me. Should we talk about this, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. So, are you debating it? Are you unsure?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are we actually about to bail?
Let's stick it out. We already watched it. Yeah. We have to do it.
We have to talk a little bit about it.
We have to do it.
We've done the work. We've done the work. We have to submit the assignment.
What do you want me to say?
I mean, this is the epitome of you can't watch. I can't binge this shit because these shows are so episodic.
They're designed
to be watched week to week for a half hour for you just to relax to. And as a person who likes to relax, I enjoy that sentiment.
Yes.
This one tried to weave a little intrigue in here because the guy's trying to set up an apothecary, make some cash to do so. Mm-hmm. People around him are like, oh, you're not an adventurer anymore. You see some flashbacks, you know.
Yep.
His party was some assholes like, you're out of here. And his sister was actually in the party, funny enough.
Yes, his sister is like the main hero of the party. She is the hero of said hero's party. And her friend in the party, Ares.
Yeah.
Goes up to him and he's like, you're nothing. You're not leveling up anymore. And I'm like, oh, so it's a video game. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird. He's like, oh, you're not leveling up anymore. Like, you're just like, I forget what he calls him, but you know what this reminded me of, which actually was a great plot point that I was like, this is fascinating. And they didn't follow up on it.
Oh, boy.
was the point that, like, he, or maybe they will at some point. Who but knows? So whenever you start a JRPG or whenever you start, like, a Fire Emblem, in my experience, Fire Emblem. Whenever you start one of those games, your party always consists of a few people at first, like maybe 4 to 5 people. A few of them are very weak.
Yeah.
A few of them are very mid, and your main character is usually one of them. And then they give you this hulking badass tank of a character.
Right.
And so this badass tank of a character is the one that's supposed to help you win because they charge into battle.
Right.
They can just go right in. Nobody's going to hit them. Nobody's going to cause damage. Right. So everybody else can gain their experience.
Tank. Yeah, exactly.
The tank. And what this guy is, he's that character to me. He's the guy that, like, they described him as the guy that goes in, does the shit early on, but now everybody else has a lot of growth possible. And he doesn't actually have a lot of growth. So he's already at, like, his max level, essentially.
In the early goings. Yeah.
In the early goings.
So he eventually, essentially, like, you know, becomes obsolete.
Yeah. He becomes obsolete. I mean, he does his use in the first, like, half of the game or first, like, quarter of the game. But after some time, he's not very useful anymore because all of your characters have gained a lot of experience and outgrown him. And that was what was fascinating. I was like, oh, what's the story about that guy then? I like this.
Well,
and how
cool
they kind of banish him.
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of cool because they say outright his blessing is he's the guide. He's great for the beginning of a quest and like the beginning of a party. But yeah, to your point, everyone's like, no, we're too strong. Bye.
Yeah, and, or that one guy is like, we're too strong, you have to leave. And his sister, I don't think, wanted him to leave.
I don't think anyone wanted him to leave, because, like, basically what happened is he left, quote-unquote, of his own accord. It's one of the things, like, all right, we're either going to fire you or you resign type of scenario. So he just chose to leave. He's like, all right, I'm good, bye.
Right. His name before leaving...
Gideon?
Gideon, yes. And he takes on the name of Red. Which,
Love it. Love it.
And he moves to this town or this land called Zoltan.
Yeah, like
and
this
Zoltan,
weird, like, in the middle of nowhere kind of border town.
Yeah,
where they're
generally
like,
peaceful country land. Nothing really.
And
like,
he said,
no
like,
huge
it offers no strategic
on.
Value, so no one's fucking coming here. Perfect for me.
He essentially moves into the equivalent of Stardew Valley.
Yeah, exactly.
If you ever played Stardew Valley.
Never played it,
like
I know of it, yeah.
There's an adventurer's guild. There's like a town. He sets up an apothecary to like... make medicine. So it's like he wants a slice of life scenario.
Yeah,
and
no,
they're trying
that's what
to
this
mix.
Is. This is a fantasy. Yes. This is trying to be a fantasy slice of life.
It's kind of interesting in that way because it's trying to mix slice of life with like a fantasy anime. So it's trying to be like, okay, this guy just wants a normal life because he can't level up anymore or whatever. But his party that he left at the end of episode 3 is now interested in trying to find him.
Yeah.
So that combination, so if it was just he left and like this is his life now, that would be one thing. But it still has some roots in like fantasy violence, which is also interesting because all these people are kind of coming back into his life.
Yes, that's the thing.
And trying to disrupt his now relaxing apothecary life.
Yeah, because that's the thing we got here at the end of the third episode. They wanted to, like, everyone's like, oh, we actually need him still for shit. Why did he leave? And the guy who made him leave is like, I don't know.
I don't know.
So his sister, who gives me strong Rei Ayanami vibes.
Big Rei. And it does not help that, oh my God, you got to see the My Anime list for this because you pull up like the main image and it literally just looks like Rei from Neon Genesis Evangelion over like a body of blue water with blue hair over it. And I'm like, damn, these comparisons are getting slimmer.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like at the end of the day, you're like, I assume when you're an anime studio or character designer without any ideas, it's like, Rei Ayanami question mark? And then they
and
erase
the question
Rei
mark. Ayanami.
Yeah.
It's part of me wishes that this was just an ongoing joke in anime that these are all actually Rei Ayanami clones.
Oh yeah, that's just clones.
Yeah, set to different universes to accomplish different things.
That's a great subseries right
part
there.
Part of me wants to believe that.
That's my new headcanon.
Yeah, good.
Yep. Well, fucking now I just got domestic girlfriend in my head. I'm like, wow, now I'm bored.
That Rei Ayanami. I was thinking about what show that was from. Yeah. Oh.
Ew.
Dumb show. So that's kind of the synopsis, I guess,
and
is that this guy's trying
the second episode,
to make his apothecary.
And the second episode, the blonde one with big tits shows up because anime.
Yeah, because anime. And she's like, hey, I want to live with you. And he's like, what? And then she moves in. And then in the third episode, she buys like a bed and stuff.
That was the third episode?
She's like,
okay.
Yes, the third episode. And she was a princess of some kind of kingdom
thing.
They flash back to like a conflict that they had with the quote demon lord.
Yeah,
because what is a fantasy anime without a demon lord?
Yeah,
I've never seen it personally. I've never seen one without. So you got the demon lord or you got the demon sword, but the demon lord is in this anime. And he's wreaking havoc across the lands.
Yep.
And Gideon, as he was known, now known Red, met this girl, Rit, when he was helping her defend her kingdom from the demon lord.
Right.
And now they've reunited because Rit is a free spirit and likes to travel. And she, just stumbled upon him in Zoltan. So now they kind of live together. She's working at the apothecary. She's helping him with business. Everything's going great. It's a slice of life. We're all happy. Yay. But then at the end of the third episode, as we mentioned, they're coming to look for him, his old part.
Yeah, and there's a subplot in the third episode where like, wait, what if I also start selling food at my apothecary? I'm like,
yeah.
So you're making a restaurant?
I was like, so he's a vending machine?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Oh my God, if only.
But yeah, I mean, that about sums everything up, right? Did I miss anything?
The funny thing is, you didn't. I mean, it'd be easy to say you did because we just talked about an hour of content realistically in 4 minutes. I mean, I was intrigued by the concept years ago.
Mm.
My jadedness is overwhelming now, where I'm just like, okay, yes, this is a show. Whatever. I mean, if I got into it in the beginning, maybe I could do a week to week episodic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not, at the moment, it's cool. If I heard it was really good, I might continue it to see what people are talking about. But overall, nothing really stood out to me.
Yeah, this had nothing necessarily special.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to at the beginning, or I had like kind of a feeling of that. Because as I mentioned, I really liked the idea that he was like thrown out of his party for being leveled up too much and not being able to grow. I thought that was pretty cool. Although I do dislike this joining of JRPGs into animes, into fantasy animes, and people talking about levels and stuff.
Yeah.
And when there's no interface to show us that, like, I think it would be different, right, if it was something like Cheat Skill, where he went into this fantasy land and all of a sudden had this and had this kind of like interface to show all that
show
stuff.
Us, yeah.
And then maybe I don't know, at the end it's revealed that they're actually living in a video game or something. Sure, like that would be interesting, but this all
you're
like
doing
leveling
too much
talk
stuff.
It doesn't make any sense, and no. It doesn't need to be there. And it's very weird that it's there, of him being like, I'm only a class B. And I'm like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't know anything about this. And also, how would anybody know? Do you have a B rank hovering above your head? Do you have a B on your chest that you got? Who gives these ranks? Why does it matter? How does anybody know what your level is? You're just a guy.
I think what you're trying to say, Bouncy, is this show's kind of dumb.
It's kind of dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I wanted to like it from the beginning, and it just came out eventually that I just didn't. And maybe it's because there is that jadedness, like you mentioned. But at the same time, this didn't really give anything for me to come back to.
Yeah.
And what I think this could do well for people, and why I think people could like this,
yeah,
is that for another reason that we've said a lot of shows could have been appealing to people that we didn't like, is that it's a little brain numbing. It's a little bit of like
supposed to be a brain drain, yeah.
You know, it's like you put it on and it's kind of relaxing. I could totally see your point about the week to week instead of binging.
Yes.
Binging this was like a little weird. A week to week cadence is great for this.
Yeah.
And just coming home, dropping your bags and being like, all right, before I do anything tonight, before I cook dinner, just gonna put this on and just chill out.
Numb
for
out for
bit.
Like less than a half hour, yeah.
And for that purpose, I see value.
I do see value. Yeah. I don't know if it's for me, but also now I'm thinking about the jadedness because I'm like, if I watch this roughly around the same time as I watch Spirit Chronicles, because I still think I might like that show, would I be
I
more
know.
Excited?
That show, I feel like Spirit Chronicles compared to this has, it just has more dimensions. I don't know. It just has more of a,
and,
I just,
and
maybe
ironic
it's the
charm.
Protagonist, an ironic charm. And this I feel like didn't. I did like the teased romance.
Yes.
Between like Rit and Red. I liked that actually, and I was like, oh, okay. And
it could go.
I think part of me was concerned that they would continue adding more girls.
Yes.
And I was like, stop it.
No. This isn't a harem show, or we don't know yet. Damn it.
We don't know yet. But in the interim, I mean, I guess to wrap this up.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I don't really
I'm not
see any.
Continue, no.
I don't really see anything in this that would be for me.
I don't think it's inherently bad or like.
No,
I didn't hate it, but I was just whatever.
It's middle of the road, and that kind of makes me bash it more that it's middle of the road.
Fair point.
That it doesn't really take any chances or do anything exciting. I some of the plot points are interesting, like his sister. Coming for him is
could be cool.
Interesting to me, and she's kind of this cold presence that just like you know kills and stabs. So I think that's an interesting dichotomy. But I don't know. They kind of also in the first episode they completed the like a season of plot in an episode.
Yeah,
I was like, wow. He was like, it's my dream to open an apothecary. I'm like, oh, cool. So we're gonna like figure this out over the next few episodes. Nope, he had it in the first episode.
Yeah, that was a little dumb.
I was like, well then, okay then, great, good. He completes his dream. That would be the end of the shonen anime.
No, but now we had to watch this guy do nothing for 11 more episodes, presumably.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not interested in doing that.
No.
But if anybody watching or listening makes us, I would be happy to if you have good reasoning. Just give it to us.
Just
and
tell us outright.
If it's good enough, if it gets good, let us know. And we'll do it. We'll suck it up.
In the meantime, I need to take a dump. So I'm going to
A dump. We'll suck it up and you shit it out. We'll see you later.
See you later.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at BadAnimePod. Or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at BadAnimePod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.